Dr. V, the great tasting healthy energy drink with no chemicals and low sugar. There's no jitters and no crash. So quit the crap and upgrade your energy drink.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed and Aaron.
A very happy Monday to you all. Good morning, legends. Today's the day we kick it off.
Yeah, it has been dubbed Massive Monday by all media and we are the ones leading the charge. What are we doing, guys? What are we doing today? Someone tell me.
Do you want the song?
Oh, all right, sure.
Well, we don't have to. I mean, do it, mate.
No, right.
Husey, Ed, and Aaron. Bridge the ditch. Husey, Ed, and Aaron. Bridge the ditch. That's a day FM morning crew sending you to New Zealand.
Come and join them.
Yeah, Husey, Ed, and Aaron are going to New Zealand and they want to take you with them.
We're going together. We're all excited. Aaron is excited. Ed, you're excited.
Couldn't be more excited. Tell you who else is excited. Watching the Weekend Today show yesterday. Very somber occasion. Both Richard Wilkins and the other one sitting there
Rebecca
in black.
Madden.
Thank you. Just hashtag reflecting.
No, Rebecca Madden.
I didn't know what.
Well, you know Rebecca Madden.
I like Rebecca Madden, but I'm
going to send that audio to her.
Fine. And then I could have been talking about the newsreader, whose name
Jane
I also don't know. Thank
Jane
you.
But can, as we, a party.
But can we also just before?
I'm going to play my bit.
Yeah, no, play your bit.
Richard Wilkins is on board with our trip. Take it away, Richard.
Well, pack up your jandals and your chili bin. Kiwi holidays are back big time, bro.
Now, what's interesting about that? Aaron Mullen?
Well, he's from New Zealand.
He said jandal?
No, he's a New Zealander doing a New Zealand accent, but not doing it that well, even though he's a New Zealander. He is Richard Wilde from New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's like the Matrix.
You know, that's like Australians doing my accent thinking they're doing a good job.
Which they're not.
Very true. Nobody could emulate your accent. Emulate your accent.
You know what? Can I just say, good on everyone. Good on the world for getting on with life, even though Prince Philip's no longer with us.
What's happened to him? Is he coming to New Zealand?
Well, we might. I'd love a Land Rover. Can we drive Land Rovers in New Zealand?
Of course you can. Do whatever you want.
So his coffin was carried by a Land Rover, and that was apparently at his request.
A Land Rover ute, which I'd never seen before.
Nor I. That was the thing I was struck by. I was like, have they converted that Land Rover, or did it always? But then I thought, you know what? Land Rovers used to be for going over land, like in the Serengeti or in Rhodesia, before they were just exclusively for banging around Bronte and smashing into things.
You know what it sounds like, though, to me, what you've just said there?
What?
That the Land Rover is some sort of imperial, colonial style.
That's what I was getting at.
Well, I didn't realise that until I thought about it myself.
Yeah.
So what, he should be cancelled?
Yeah, cancel Prince Philip. Or has God already done that?
Hashtag cancel the casket.
We all get cancelled in the end, don't we?
I mean, absolutely. It's just more final in Philip's case.
We all get cancelled.
He's found his own zen. Look at him.
Everyone gets cancelled.
You've got your own zen because you're zen, but you needed a slogan. You've got your own slogan. We all get cancelled in the end.
We all get cancelled in the end.
Tweet it.
We all get cancelled. I'm going to tweet a photo of Prince Philip.
Go.
In the back of the Land Rover, will we all get cancelled in the end?
Yes, tweet it.
That works on so many levels.
Dude,
and that won't get any backlash whatsoever, Husey. Do it.
No, but then that makes his point because these people are going to get cancelled. This is huge, mate. Congrats. See ya. You're done. Get out of here. Go to New Zealand. You're good.
Maths won't get cancelled because it's a ratings juggernaut. Are we going to come back with...
Yeah.
Didn't the moment go nuclear last night? Wasn't that the promo?
Sadly, it wasn't actually nuclear, i.e. no survivors, but it was... A big moment between Jakey Boy, who's a big music fan, former footballer, and his wife, fake wife, Beck, because she was caught tonguing on with a dog groomer or something.
It involved a sick dog.
I think it was her brother, to be honest. It was her brother. I didn't watch it, but I... No, was it her brother?
No, she didn't pass her brother. That's a different...
Well,
that's
she
one
said
of...
it. She did.
Well, let's find out. Let's ask him whether his wife passed her own brother.
Now, dudes, we're playing some Kiwi-themed music today, and our first one today is from a band which is half New Zealand.
Now, and we also did mention that people could come to New Zealand with us. We haven't quite mentioned how they do that.
Which half? Yeah.
So all you got to do is listen out for Husey, Edna, and go on Kiwi. It's very clear, very obvious. Do we want to play it now or should we just...
This is
what you're listening out for.
Just make it clear. Yeah. This, you're not going to go to New Zealand if you ring now, but when you hear this later on and you ring, huge. You will come to New Zealand with us. We're going as a group. This is huge.
This is what you're listening out for.
The Today FM morning crew are going Kiwi.
Did you know that no one had organised bungee jumping before New Zealand did it? And now they have 100,000 visitors undertake a jump each year.
Fantastic.
For your chance to party hard with the Today FM morning crew in New Zealand, call now. 13 10 60.
Well, don't call now, but that's what you're listening out for. When you hear that at some point between now and 9 a.m. this morning, you call 13 10 60, you get on the phone, you talk to us, and you're going to New Zealand. It's simple as that.
And it could happen at any moment.
But you're not calling yet, Jimmy. So you can hang up, brother.
We've got Jake from Maths to talk to.
The Today FM morning crew catch up.
Tell you what, I'll never forget this, the journey that the Married at First Sight took me on over these last 3 or 4 decades.
I know, you've been dedicated. No one's more dedicated to maths than you, and I appreciate that.
Well, I want to employ the psychologist to help my relationship because they do a great job.
Which one?
My main one. Public relationship.
Your side piece.
I think
she's
you
cool.
Meant which psychologist, not which
relationship. I meant which relationship. Side piece is cool.
Can I just say, can I say to the couple I saw pashing in a doorway last night at about 11 o'clock at night, I know that you are not married to each other.
Yeah.
I know
well
that.
Well played.
Whoa.
Because they're into it.
Yeah. Well, you've buried the lead. Whoa. Okay, wait. How do you know? What are the signs?
Because they were in their 40s and the passion they were showing.
Yeah. Well done.
There's no way they were married. Now, Jake Edwards was married to Beck Zemek on Married at First Sight. And last night, there were some revelations which rocked Australia. Like Jake, have you recovered from the revelations last night?
Oh, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Husey, we need to get you on as an expert on the show next year, mate. Move along, Adriana. Get you on.
This is... Now we're talking. Now I'll pay to be on that show, to be honest.
On Matt?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he can afford to pay too. He's got a lot of money, Jake.
Yeah.
Yes, I can imagine.
I'm
going okay, guys. I'm not too bad. I haven't watched the episode in 4 weeks, so I'm only hearing from other people at the moment.
Let's play the moment. Your wife had a crook dog. Went home to look after a crook dog, and then this happened.
Okay, I'll come clean. My dog needed transporting, and I reached out to an old Vern who actually took Oscar to the clinic for me. And when I seen him, emotion kind of sparked with us, and we shared a kiss.
No!
There's nothing that brings out the romance more than a crook dog.
I reckon.
had you, over the journey, comforted her about her sick puppy, Jake?
Not until I found out right at the very end, before she went home, that I found out her dog was sick,
Does that hurtful for you to hear, Jake, or do you genuinely not care anymore?
Over it.
Genuinely don't care, to be honest. Look, I'd be lying if I said that it hasn't impacted me, leaving the experiment till this day. I haven't spoken to Beck. She's reached out a couple of times, but I just feel that there's no need to... Go down that path and communicate what her behaviour was and just move on. I hope she finds what it is she's looking for.
Well, what did she say when she reached out? So she just wants to kind of make things right or?
Yeah, I believe so. She reached out kind of a couple of days afterwards and just sent me a message, which, didn't really make much sense to me and I didn't feel the need to respond. And she reached out when filming had started, the show had started airing just for a bit of kind of, I guess, comfort, and I just wasn't willing to accept it.
No
but,
dice.
But, can I say, what happened between you and her is your business, I believe, and there was no need for it to be broadcast.
Short episode.
You know the premise of the show, bro, right? You get that, right?
I get it.
But you know what? Luckily, you've turned, what was a dark cloud into a silver lining because you are now dating Gold Coast personal trainer Sophie, who was a fan of the show and fell in love with you while watching you on the show. Is that right, Jake?
Sophie and I are together, which is great. It's been a very difficult few weeks being able to keep that private. I mean, it's the best worst kept secret in Australia, to be honest. So, yeah, I'm very blessed to have her in my life. And to be honest, if I didn't have her, I don't know where I'd be mentally, to be honest. It's been an extremely difficult few weeks. And just coming to the end right now, it's just nice for her and I to be normal now, which is going to be exciting. So, yeah, really good.
But do we know what happened to the dog, Jake? Do we know? Because
we don't know.
We don't know. Okay, because in that grab, she said, when I seen him, we shared a kiss. Now, is she still seeing him? And is the dog okay?
No, I'm going to say something here, Jake, to speak to my own professionalism and my own humanity. I asked one of our producers, I asked all our producers off air before we had you on, I said, is the dog okay? And the word I got back was the dog's fine. So is that still the word?
Was the dog even
I believe
sick?
So. I do believe so. Look, from what she told me after when she came back, the dog was going to be fine.
What was wrong with it?
Might have just had a furball or something.
A regular heartbeat.
I don't
know. Something like that. Yeah, I'm not too sure, guys. I couldn't answer on her behalf.
It's not Jake's question.
Who cares? Exactly. Hey, Jake.
No, who cares?
I don't mean that in that way.
I
love animals. You guys know there's no one more passionate about four-legged friends. Yeah.
And I found out one of my dogs has an irregular heartbeat.
Well, you better get back down there.
I don't reckon Jake's going to help.
Yeah, but anyway, so Jake, good luck with Sophie. All right, so
thank you.
What would you say to people, Jake, who might want to go unmarried next year? Like, would you recommend it? Would you?
I get asked that a lot. If you had asked me, Aaron, probably 8 weeks ago, it would have been really encouraging. My experience on the show, obviously, aside from how it all worked out in the end, like I met some great people. I got some great mates. And the experience was nothing like I've ever had before. But I'd probably strongly encourage that the mental side of it is the hardest thing to ever endure. The filming and the airing isn't bad. It's everything else that comes along with it. It's the gossiping, it's the articles, it's everything else. It's unbearable and it's relentless.
But that is the show. That is the show, Jake. But also, it's true that Sophie was a fan of the show and she spotted you because of the TV show. And this is a woman you may end up spending the rest of your life with. Is that a fair statement?
It's actually not accurate.
That's what it says on my sheet.
What do you mean?
Well, she wasn't a fan of the show or not?
No, God, no. Sophie doesn't watch TV. No, she wouldn't even, she had no idea that I was even on the show. To begin with. She actually spoke to a friend of hers that she was working with at the time, who mentioned about myself and that, and then she reached out from there. So, it had nothing to do with the show, I can guarantee you that.
That's lucky. I've actually misread my sheet
wrong,
here.
Yeah,
on my sheet.
It
says, a fan of the show spotted Jake in the PT's Instagram. I thought she was the fan of the show.
Nah, there you go.
Absolutely beautiful, Jake. So happy for you, lovely. You take care and we'll speak soon.
Keep smiling, mate. Now, what about Mick Fanning? He's at it again. Play the Shark Fighter music, Jake. Famously, 5 years ago, he fought a shark in South Africa. We all saw the vision. He's in the J Bay Open, swimming out there, surfing, doing his thing, and then have a listen to the commentator go nuts.
You can see a little splash.
Oh. Holy shit. Excuse me.
What you can't see there, because it's radio, is a shark and Mick Fanning punching on out in the water. And it's happened again.
Shivers.
What?
It's happened again.
No.
He's fought another shark.
You're kidding.
He has not fought another shark. Ed, are you really buying this?
I saw the headline, North Narrabeen.
There's a shark versus Mick in North Narrabeen?
Yeah.
Because that's not the story I've got.
What story have you got?
What headline are you going with, you sensationalist?
Well, he fought a shark.
You work at the ABC. You're cutting image together.
Yeah, man. What I've got here is that the second heat was in progress and then the shark was sighted in the water and the competition was delayed for 15 minutes and Mick was on shore.
I believe he's out there punching on with the shark.
Well, that's interesting.
They did nine rounds.
Yeah.
and Mick won on points.
Is that what you've got? Because what I've got is that there, Mick was on the shore, nowhere even close to this.
I can only imagine that he swam out when he saw the shark was out there and just put his jukes up and said, let's go. I did it to your mate, I'll do it to you. Bang, bang, bang. And the shark just wanders off, bloodied and beaten, thinking I'm not taking on Fanny.
You know he hates talking about it, right? He hates it being referenced. I don't think he's going to give people a whole new kind of headline or incident by choice.
Until he's got something to flog.
Yeah, like
until he's got a product that he needs to sell.
But doesn't he do shark documentaries now? Isn't that his thing?
Well, like a fight? Like he did a shark documentary. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, does he fight? Like, does he go from small to big? Like, see how, what's the largest species I can beat up?
I believe.
Start with a gummy shark and work your way up.
Why can't we have humans versus sharks?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Some sort of reality show.
Here we go.
Let's. Who wants to dunk on a shark?
Married at first shark.
Yes, marry a shark.
Marry a shark.
And where would they live? Like on land or in water? So you're not thinking about the actual 50-50.
Practicality. 50% of the time in Perth, 50% of the time in Sydney.
Today FM, Sydney.
So remember, Erin Molan, was she photoshopped on the front of the Sunday newspaper yesterday? She'll tell us before 7 a.m.
Well, actually, quickly, before I answer a little bit later on, I just want a yes or no from the two of you. Was I photoshopped? What do you think?
Well, we'll answer then. We won't answer
well,
now.
Well, I'd like one of you to answer now.
Well, I mean, when the question's being asked, I think you probably know the answer, what I think.
It's implied.
But seriously? You see me every day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the issue. So, what are we doing
Therein
here? What's going
problem.
On?
Yep.
What's happening?
Now, people have been asking a question for a long time. Robert De Niro, one of the best actors of all time, Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. The Godfather, Academy Award winner.
Academy Award winner. Why is he in so many bad films?
Yeah. People thinking gambling addict.
Yes.
Drug addict.
Well, drug addict. Well, who's thinking the 77-year-old is a drug addict?
I'm not thinking
he's not
that.
In the Rolling Stones.
Well,
so,
Mick Jagger's not on drugs. Mick Jagger's high on life, mate.
Well, the other one, though, is...
Keith Richards is completely on drugs.
Yeah. We've got ourselves an answer because, look, I think you could argue that probably the last good film he did was a comedy. And this is the sort of the bit when he was in Meet the Parents, remember? And it was like, oh, my God, Robert De Niro's in a comedy. How's he going to go? And then he kills it with stuff like this.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
With him and Ben Stiller.
it was funny.
It was a break.
Funny.
And now where's he at?
Now he's doing all sorts of dodgy comedies. He was in one with Zac Efron. What's it called?
Dirty Grandpa.
Where some of the things that happened in the movie are appalling.
Like this?
Well, we had to beat this a lot. But
so that's what this is all about. That's this whole thing. You didn't want to be with me. You wanted me to drive you down to Boca so I could be your f***ing wingman.
Well, obviously I made a bad decision because you're nothing but a blocking machine. I don't know what you are. You're like the Israeli Iron Dome defense system, but with instead of missiles.
It's just shocking.
I mean, he's got great delivery. Like, he nails kind of the inflection and the emphasis.
Yeah, but the whole premise of the movie was disturbing a man of his vintage doing that sort of thing. At one point, Zac Efron walks in on him, and what he's doing in front of the TV was awful.
Really?
And no one needed that image of Robert De Niro in his 80s doing that.
I see what you mean. Someone had to tell him, now, Mr. De Niro, if you just...
Wait, what was he doing? Just give us a hint.
Pants down situation on his own.
On the toilet?
It was just, in front of the TV watching something. It was like...
Oh, God.
It's something that shouldn't... In your 80s, we don't imagine that Robert's up to that.
He's raging the bull.
I don't think you should write off everyone... like
I'm not
the phoenix
say,
monkey in South Park. I don't think you should write off everyone over 80 from doing what they want.
Look, but we don't want to imagine them doing it. Do you know what I mean? That's the problem. It's not whether they do it or not. It's just keep it behind closed doors.
That age still do it?
Well, I don't know. We want to open the phones to it. Do you want to go?
Well, does it work?
Why wouldn't it?
Because you're 80?
I think... Hopefully.
No, it's a great question. No one asked that about Prince Philip over the weekend.
If anyone could just let us know off air, that'd be great. Just to ring up, let our producers just a yes or no.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Well, I'm nearly there, curious. So I'll be telling you soon. Now,
Why is he doing it? Why is he doing it? He's doing it. He's struggling to keep up. He's doing these crap movies because he's struggling to keep up with his now ex-wife's, quote, thirst for Stella McCartney. The Hollywood legend is being worked to death to keep with his estranged wife's lifestyle, including her thirst for Stella McCartney designer clothes and million-dollar-plus diamond rings.
So he has to pay for her lifestyle.
Yes. In a virtual divorce hearing, they're saying that the opportunity to not take every project that comes along and not work 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, so he can keep pace with Miss Hightower's thirst for Stella McCartney, his lawyer said. He's 77 years old.
You know what?
I need to get them divorced. They've got to go. There's a $20 million apartment that she lives in, and now she wants him to buy her another $6 million home.
What?
Yeah.
You know what makes me think, though, honestly, for someone who I love working, I need at some point my wife to divorce me.
Big time.
So that I can have an excuse to continue to work.
Yeah, you start again and you get a fresh wife, a fresh house and new opportunities. Yes. And it's great.
Everyone wins.
Today FM, Sydney.
The question is out there and the whispering campaign has started and everyone in Sydney wants to know this.
The truth.
Sun Herald yesterday.
Yep. Give me the truth.
Front cover.
Yep. Truth, please.
Aaron Molan wearing basically nothing. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Looking.
Have you been to a gym recently? Like it's activewear.
Yeah, but this is the front. This is like people are going on a Sunday morning to pick up their, you know, bread and milk, mm-hmm. and then they turn around. There she is.
Woo.
Basically nude there, on all their front of their all their newspapers.
Yep.
And then you turn the TV on and what happens? What do you see?
Well, you're presented with it now in movement form. and there's a bridge. There's a sort of a plank.
Bridge.
The plank is the one that got my wife, TiffXO.com, and she saw the plank. She said, whoa, she looks good. Look at that. I'm going to use a term here. This is the term my wife used, not me. I had to scramble. When she saw the plank, she goes, look at that, Aaron. I said, oh, yeah, that's Ez's Rebel Sport ad. She goes, I can see down her top.
Yeah, oh, God.
And it's on when the kids are still up. Question is, Aaron, no one believes that's your actual body. So
whose is it?
And how do they CGI that stuff?
Who is it? I want to be honest.
Are you saying I had a body
She's coming
double?
Up on the show. We're
you guys
ask her later.
See me every day.
Come on.
Do you do no exercise?
Well,
that is a lie. I walk from my car into the building.
You spend most of the radio show eating.
Where's the evidence
of the food that you're putting in your mouth?
Okay.
Where's the evidence? I'd say to you it was photoshopped out and that you need to come clean so that people can feel good about themselves again.
Good call.
You tell Australia that this was photoshopped.
Good call.
I eat an egg white low-carb wrap every morning, the same thing. That is not an indulgent breakfast.
She's dodging the question.
Yes.
Okay. Was it photoshopped? Well, I wasn't there or part of the process, but I can tell you I have photos on my phone from the day that look exactly the same. In fact, I think they've taken off some of my abs to make other women feel more relatable to me.
No.
So it has been photoshopped the opposite way to make me less athletic.
There's people right now, there's women who don't believe... Who believe that you're not joking here.
You need
to tell the truth.
Just the truth,
the women of Sydney,
some truth,
the mums especially, the mums with the three kids who are out there.
I was sucking
struggling.
In the whole time. I don't have abs. I'm not an athlete. I was sucking in, but that is my body. What you see is me, and I try and do Pilates. I've done it 3 months ago. I did it for a couple of weeks, and I've earned this body.
You've earned it. How long can you plank for?
However long you saw on that TV ad is how long I can plank for. Because I collapsed straight after. You can't Photoshop a video. And why can't you guys?
You can't Photoshop a video.
No.
Do you think King Kong versus Godzilla is real, do you?
Okay. I'm happy for you two. When you guys get high-paid endorsement deals, I am your greatest supporter. I go on my Instagram and I plug your stupid bloody kids' books that suck. Yeah. I send you nice messages. No, they're great.
That's aimed at Holly. Holly wrote that.
They are great. In fact, Husey's book is Eliza's favourite. I'll backtrack on that. Ed, your book's wonderful too.
Thank you so much.
But the other stuff you guys do, I'm the greatest supporter. And when I do, I get one thing that's physical and sporty, and you turn on me like cat to a mouse.
Look,
you know?
All right. Well, so it wasn't Photoshopped and that is your body.
No, it wasn't. That is my look. And it's not like I wish I had more muscle tone. I wish I was Tiff. Like, I wish that I, you know, had Holly's beautiful tan skin. I am not them. Sorry, but I'm not. I am me. And if you guys can't accept that, then we need to end this now.
What has happened?
I don't know.
Should I play a song?
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
Back on our TVs tonight, 7:30 on 10, MasterChef returns.
It is massive. Australia's favourite television show is MasterChef and has been for over a decade now.
Real talk.
And you know what? People worried when the judges got swapped over saying it wouldn't be as good. Well, guess what? Last year was one of the highest rating seasons of all time.
Here we go. We
give 90% of the credit to Jock Zonfrillo, who joins us now. Jock, what percentage of the credit will you accept?
Yeah.
I'm happy with 90%. That's brilliant. Perfect.
Good.
You'll take it.
You're a humble man, and we appreciate that. Now, Jock, I've seen all the billboards. We've seen all the promos. Best cooks ever, best food ever. That's a big statement.
It's very brash, isn't it? It's very brash. I guess that's TV talk for MasterChef is awesome this year. Tune in and watch it, isn't it?
That sounds good to me.
I've got to say, though, the contestants this year are really amazing. It's such a crazy mix of people, and they've all had these mad careers before they came into the MasterChef kitchen. So in 10 years, some of them have had the lawyers, doctors, landscape architects, a boilermaker. Like, it's nuts. Really crazy.
Yeah, I love it. People are pivoting. I think it's COVID, and that's what's making people pivot left, right, and center. You know, you've had the lockdown.
Yeah, 100%. The contestants are sort of sitting there going, oh, you know, we're sitting at home, telling my kids to follow the dreams, stay true to themselves. And then I was like, oh, actually, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. It's boring. So, you know, and they come for MasterChef. They walk through the kitchen. They're pretty green. You know, they're not great cooks when they first walk in, but you can't help but love them as people. The gorgeous bunch that we got this year.
Jock, talking about pivoting careers, it wasn't a career, but at 15, you were battling an addiction to heroin. How do you go from that, a situation that most people don't ever emerge from alive, to the superstar that you are today? How does that happen?
First of all, when my mum listens to this, she's just going to go nuts. She hates me bringing that up, you know?
Yeah.
15, heroin, it's not a great thing. It's not a great story. It's not something I'm super proud of. But pivoting, for me, I was lucky. I'm from Glasgow. It really, for us, there's a lot of people get stuck in that wheel, you know, of addiction. And you don't get out of it because there's nothing more compelling in your life, really, to drag you out of that addiction. For me, I found food. I was really, really lucky to worked in a restaurant and really my addiction pivoted from drugs to food. And
it reminds me of Trainspotting. Did you watch Trainspotting?
came out in the late 90s. So Jock would have been, you know, 12? Past it at that stage.
But was everyone in Glasgow on heroin back in the day? Was that a real thing in Glasgow?
Not every day, but in Scotland, the numbers of heroin addiction were staggering. And I think even Edinburgh at one point was the AIDS capital of Europe, just because of the amount of needles and sharing and whatnot. We didn't know much about AIDS back then. I consider myself really, really, really lucky. I was fortunate enough to land in a kitchen and be mentored by some amazing chefs. And that became my addiction.
What a life.
I know,
so
what
your
a life,
might
and it's
not
still
like
going.
That being brought up, but I think she'd be immensely proud of what you overcame at the same time.
You know, I laugh about it because she hates it.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, It's funny. But anyway, listen, for me, obviously, it was a huge part of my life. And turning it around is a big part of my life. And it's something that I've been really honest with my kids. And it's in the book I've got coming out in August as well.
There you go.
It's something that I don't hide. And I think it's important not to shy away from that sort of stuff. You know what happens at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Now, what we're hearing is best cooks ever, best guests ever, best recipes ever. Now, I didn't know this, but Jack, our man, he was saying that you can go on the – is this true, Jock? You go on the 10Play website and all the recipes that the contestants have cooked or have been challenged to cook are on there for me to try at home. Is that the case?
It is the case. And I keep talking about this, and everyone says, oh, you're just a Channel 10 guy plugging the 10Play website.
Yeah.
I am genuinely – I use recipes off that website, and I'll tell you why. When the contestants make something on the show – we've got a food team, behind-the-scenes secret. The food team then test that recipe 4, 5, 6 times, make sure that it works on domestic equipment at home before it goes onto the 10Play website. So if you see something on MasterChef and you go, oh, wow, I wouldn't mind cooking that curry, I don't really know much about it, jump on the website, download the recipe, and it actually works because it's been tested.
I'm going to put my hand up, Jock, to say my family loves MasterChef and we love watching the show, but we've never cooked a recipe from the show.
There's loads of vegan recipes on there for you as well. Like, it's packed full of brilliant recipes.
Well, we need to hear from people who have cooked these recipes.
Yeah, good luck.
No. We need to hear from them.
All right. Okay. Well, good on you, Jock. We're looking forward to the show tonight.
7:30.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, Jock.
Good on you, legend.
Righto. So, if you've ever cooked a MasterChef recipe.
Right.
I'm sure there's no one's going to ring, but good luck to you. But good luck to me. If you've ever taken the time to go, righto, I'm going to cook a MasterChef recipe.
You're telling us you don't think that anyone will call us who has cooked a MasterChef recipe, most successful long-running reality show in Australian TV history.
13, 10, 60.
Nobody knew till just then that you could even get the recipe. That was the first time anyone heard of it. No one knows what 10Play is.
13, 10, 60. If you've ever cooked a recipe from the show MasterChef.
They're impossible. They're like... Yeah, look at this one. This made of gold. You can't do that.
Wait, like a gold sphere. If you ring, though, you get a $100 voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
100%.
Mate, that's incentive to cook something from MasterChef.
Yeah, that's going to change things.
But you've got to be truthful.
Yeah, and we need to know what the recipe is, I think, don't we?
Like, you can't just put on some, get some toast now.
Yeah. You know what?
All right, 13, 10, 60. If you have ever cooked a dish from the show MasterChef, get on the phone. $100 to Chemist Warehouse.
You're telling me you don't believe anyone is going to call.
It's too hard.
Is that what you're telling
me? The first recipe is always like quail. I can't get a quail.
No one listening to us has ever cooked a recipe from MasterChef.
Of course I haven't.
What's the number again, Jeff?
13, 1060.
Impossible.
Give us a call.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch Up.
You know what? On the subject of food, MasterChef is back on our screens tonight.
Can't wait.
Excited. You know what? After that, though, there's also a Best of Husey We Have a Problem.
Stop.
Where
tasty dessert.
Straight after MasterChef.
You stop it.
And I believe in this episode, you will see me get a live medical exam.
Oh, that one.
Where a man puts something somewhere.
Yes.
And I...
But what about the medical exam? Come on. Come on, Aaron.
Yes. Oh, no, we can't combine those two.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Just give another one.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah. Now. There we go.
One of those is me getting a colonic, and the other one is Erin Molan warming up for her news. And you can't put those two together.
I'm going to splice them in properly after the show.
No, I don't think
that's a really good
one. I think it's appropriate for the time slot.
That's what you think.
Before six.
Here comes Shane from Spring Farm. Shane, the question on 13 10 60 is: have you tried to cook something from MasterChef? Jock, who was just on, the recipes are on the website. They're impossible. No one would ever make them. Have you had a go?
100%. Yeah, I actually hit the trifecta. I did entree, main, and dessert
one evening.
It was my wife's birthday. The first birthday I was with her. I did the entree of chili scampi with a pineapple salsa, apple cider braised pork belly, and then I finished off with the snow egg from Key.
Snow Egg? What series? Yeah, that's impossible.
What series was it? Can you remember? How many years ago?
I think the Snow Egg was from the first series or the second series. It was a long time ago. It took me about 3 days to actually do the Snow Egg.
3 days?
So what we're saying is that you cooked a recipe from the first series. Have you done it since?
I've done the pork belly pretty much every anniversary since.
See, it's his thing now. You've got a signature dish, Shane, and if this doesn't work out, you're going to have great skills for the next wife.
Are you still with your wife?
Yeah, 100%. We've got a little baby.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
You know what?
And?
That actually reminds me of the fact that...
You're saying that like that's an incentive to stay.
Yeah, man. What are you talking about, man?
You know what? We had our first baby...
Here we go.
We had our first baby during the first MasterChef. We were like that, absolutely, back in April 2009.
And what did you do for Holly?
I didn't do anything, but we watched it. But you know what? Me and my wife said on opening night of the first MasterChef ever, we said to each other... No one's going to watch this because you can't taste the food.
Yeah, too complicated.
You can't taste the food.
You're not a great judge, though, because I think you thought this about Lego Masters as well.
Don't mention Lego Masters.
Don't do that.
Don't
do that.
Is it
Now, not after having Jock on. It's our MasterChef night, guys.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
It was all about Prince Philip's funeral, and I listened to the funeral, to be honest.
Lying in bed, BBC World Service style.
No, actually, I was coming home from a night out.
All right.
And I'm driving home, and I'm going to flick on the funeral.
You're cool.
So I flicked it on, and you know what really piqued my interest was this moment, as described by Channel 9's someone.
Brian Henderson. Here we go.
The Duke of Edinburgh famously once said on his death he simply wanted to be put in the back of a Land Rover and driven to Windsor. So it was on a custom-built military green vehicle, all the Duke's idea, he made his final journey.
So it wasn't that simple, really. They had to custom-build the Land Rover Defender TD5.
They wouldn't have built it since he died.
They built it 18 years ago. It was built in 2003 in preparation for what happened on Saturday night. And it's been sitting in the factory since then.
Would he have seen it after it was built, like to check it, or is that
I think
a little
he oversaw the whole process. And it's
a lie in the back.
It had its final changes in 2019.
Did the light test? Oh, God.
Well, he probably did.
Yeah, they had to lie down. Oh, a little bit longer. He's taller than we thought. Okay,
yeah,
a little bit longer on the defender.
You get older, you hunch, you know?
Yeah, but he was a proud man right till the end. Mm. And it was just great, wasn't it? And you know what? No eulogy. There was no fanfare. Apart from, you know, the Queen. The Queen was on her own. She had three rows to herself.
Mm.
I loved the funeral.
Now, there was 5 minutes where the cameras were off. Do we think the Queen cried? Because I think she didn't see her cry at all. Her husband of 70 years had passed away and she didn't shed a tear. What's going on
she's
there?
She's stoic.
She is very stoked. There was one photo in a car on the way there that one of the British reporters tweeted and said, this is the Queen wiping away a tear. And there was a lot of commentary about it at the time that she's never cried publicly. She doesn't show emotion publicly. Yeah. And that they said, oh, she's probably just adjusting her face mask. But it's a really interesting point because you'd think you'd be absolutely forgiven for shedding a tear then. Because I didn't watch it, but I said to Mum who watched it, did they show the royal family a lot? Like, did they zero in? Mm. And I don't think they did that much, did they? They just kind of showed some distant shots of them, which is probably more respectful.
It was tasteful. And
yeah,
it was
so that
poorly
5 minutes
shot.
Could have been.
I was like, where's the drones? Here's the drone shot.
Well, look.
Give us some body cam.
I'm here to say.
Why can't the Queen wear a GoPro on the head?
Look, there's all good ideas after the fact.
What about that? See this? I'm showing you both a photograph of how my mother-in-law watched it. My mother-in-law, whose mother was English. What's that? It's a table, isn't it? It's a table with two packages on it.
Presents,
yeah. No, they're the ashes of her parents that she brought down because she said they would like to watch too.
Oh, that's beautiful.
God, really?
Yeah.
So
I don't know why they need to be in wrapping paper.
Why are they in wrapping paper? Honestly, they look like a present.
I asked.
Arnold could just open.
Exactly.
You know, here's a present for me.
Sorry, your mother-in-law's parents' ashes watch Prince Philip's funeral.
Yeah. I asked the question too, got told to shut up. So now the big question was old wrecker, the home wrecker, the country wrecker.
Megan.
Yeah. What's her go? And I was shocked. I was shocked
to hear about her relationships with the royal family. Have a listen to this.
She'll also be sad because this is also a loss of a family member for her. She grew very close to the Queen and Prince Philip over the recent years. It was probably her strongest relationship within the family.
What?
What?
Well, they're trying to tell us that Meghan and the Queen were tight.
Well, tight-ish.
And that she was heaps mad, like really close to Prince Philip. That's her telling a mate of hers who went on TV. Are you kidding me?
He's the
bro?
One that wrote the autobiography or biography, whatever it's called. The other interesting point was that she wrote a handmade card for Prince Philip, which should have just remained private, but that was leaked as well.
Yeah, well, I mean,
she sued when the last handwritten note from her father got.
Funny that, because you can't kind of pick and choose, right?
Well, you can. You can do whatever you like. Mm. I mean, basically, we just want to have things to talk about. And and I think Meghan has really added to that mix, as far as I can tell.
Absolutely.
But can we go back to the Land Rover?
No, that's the main thing. Yeah, the cars. Yeah.
I mean, we love the Land Rover.
Yeah, it's like
Rover.
Top Gear. Yeah, what about it?
Well, my question is, have you guys thought about your own funerals and what you're going to do to make it different?
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? So
old people, I can't even ask, like even legal stuff you need to do. I just, the thought, anyone wanting to talk to me about, like Sean said, we have to get life insurance in case my, and I'm like, no, I just want to live in blissful ignorance that I'm never going to lose anyone or leave anyone.
What about you?
My wife has imagined my funeral.
Oh, yeah.
She's told me that she can't fantasize about being with someone else until she first imagines that I've died. So
gotta get your ducks in order.
And so she does that every time, apparently.
Really? Yeah, before she needs the second bit, she that you're dead.
Yeah, so.
And who's it? Is it at the funeral that she catches someone's eye? Is that Michael Clarke winking at me?
How long afterwards?
Is
that the wake? I don't know. But have people planned their funeral?
No, they haven't.
I think they might have.
All right, 13, 10, 60.
No.
Ed, what about you quickly? Have you?
Yeah.
No, what are you going to do? You're going to have like dumbbells on either side, or what's your kind of.
Have you planned?
Two words for you.
Oh, God, here we go.
Cryogenically frozen.
He's so not going to have a funeral. You're not going to go easy.
Live forever.
Back to life. Storming out of the freezer, me and Walt Disney. Right, what did you say about me?
All right. 13, 10, 60. Have you planned your funeral already?
No one has planned
people, get a $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher.
Which will help keep them alive. Exactly.
All right. 13, 10, 60.
More time to plan.
Or what would you like at your funeral? What would you like? Canon?
Or is there a song that you, particularly that you want played as you walk down the, well, you get carried.
Down the aisle.
Down the aisle.
Or did something happen at a funeral you went to, which was a little bit out of the ordinary? And you go, that wasn't a bad idea. You know, what happened?
Today FM.
The Today FM morning crew catch up.
Prince Philip left this world alone, as we all will.
Jeez, it's tough. Do your bit, man. Do your Zen bit from 6 o'clock. Make us all feel better. Yeah. Remember your Zen? You got a Zen gone.
Yeah. He got cancelled like we all will eventually.
We all get cancelled.
We all get cancelled.
Do what you want.
No, don't do what you want. Still be a nice person.
No,
I think
do
generally,
what you want as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, but do what
exactly.
you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Generally, Philip was known as a nice man. He made some jokes which were a little bit off. It weren't with the times, but.
But let's not forget we found out that.
They were a while ago.
Yeah, well, some of them were recent, but you know, Meghan Markle loved him.
Exactly. So it was Meghan's favourite royal, we've found out, was Prince Philip, which I didn't know.
So maybe one of his last things he ever did was watch that TV show where Meghan said that everyone's racist in the royal family.
But he did famously say, do TV interviews. Absolutely, but don't talk about yourself. That was one of Prince Philip's famous lines.
I don't know
if he would have felt the same way about Meghan.
He was the first royal to do a TV interview, actually. I saw that in all the many
Is
obituaries.
Right?
And he nailed his first TV interview and opened up the royal family to the media. So, yeah, he probably loved the Oprah. He would have been happy.
I know
about
he's
it.
A big Gail King guy. He did comment on it.
More Obie Schmidt.
Apparently. He commented.
He did apparently comment on it. He said, it's all madness.
Yes.
Yeah, he knows. He didn't take any of it seriously,
no.
Prince Philip. And
everyone thought he was the one she was referring to. That was the worst part of it, is that when you don't name someone, you basically tar everyone.
But he
and
didn't
he's the
care.
Obvious one.
He doesn't care. That was the least of his problems at the time. So,
yeah, he was in hospital getting heart surgery.
He came out of hospital. He spent his final days with the Queen, which is beautiful. organising the funeral. He'd been doing that since 2003. Mm. The open top Land Rover, which he designed himself.
It wasn't open top, man. Just said it was just an open back, like a ute. It wasn't open top. It wasn't the Queen. The Queen wasn't leaning out the top, waving away.
Yeah, but he
it wasn't an open top casket. You couldn't wander over and give him a
no
kiss.
There was no tarp over the top of him.
It was a flag.
Yeah, but it wasn't a tarp.
Yeah, there was the lid on the coffin. You could see the outline under the flag.
Yeah, but it could have rained on him.
Was it like over his face? What?
It could have rained on him.
Yeah, no, you could have rained.
It could have rained on him.
No, but there was. Are you saying it was open?
I'm saying the back of it was open. It was like you know, the Mazda BT50. You know, it was similar.
It was.
I think they've moved on. Yep.
Bianca, you have thought about your own funeral. Is that right?
I most certainly have.
And what's going to happen?
I want to go out in style, the old Viking ways. So put my body on a raft out into the water, shoot an arrow into it on fire, and then let me go.
Dude, is it allowed, like, in the harbour? Is there any spots that they, like, if you roll into Coogee and say, excuse us, is that all right, or do we know?
I don't think it's actually allowable in Australia anywhere, but I do know that overseas they do allow of course it.
I mean, international waters.
International waters.
You could go on a cruise. They could take you Weekend at Bernie's style on a cruise.
Off the side. Yeah, she's cool. Oh, she's been under the weather. Boom.
She's
off
okay. She's had her COVID test. She's fine.
This is good fun. Well done. A Viking pile. Love it.
Gabby, what do you want?
I just want to celebrate my awesomeness while I'm still alive to see it and hear it and be a part of the celebration. So I want a living wake.
Yes, Gabby. I love the living wake. We should be doing, don't you think we should do one for Husey, Gabby? Don't you think that'd be fun?
Yeah, but I mean, but how many days out do you want it to happen? Like,
well, see, this is the tricky part. How do you get the timing right? How do you know you're going to die? I think, you know, you just got to constantly update your photos and make sure everything's kind of set to go.
So
and then
true.
If you're feeling kind of peaky, you get so everyone together.
You don't want to preempt it, though, do you? Like, the thing is, if you have a living wake and then you don't die, people are going to be annoyed at you.
Yeah,
you
know it feels a bit self-indulgent.
What's the point?
Yeah, while we're
look
here.
At you, you're still here.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Back tonight, 7:30 on 7, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it's going really well. It's jumped from Channel 10 over to Channel 7. It's the show that cannot be killed. It's the show that will reappear on different networks because it's great family viewing.
Go on then.
You know, and you get celebrities. You don't realise they're great dancers and some of them aren't, like Ed Cavalier on last year's series.
That's true.
It's tragic.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was tragic.
It was really
I've changed
awful.
My tune. After seeing the standard of this year, I have changed my tune. I got paid a lot of money and I was a disgrace.
You got paid too much.
Yeah, you I still can't get over what you got paid.
It was,
that is actually
wrong. And I'm going to take that to the shareholder, next shareholder meeting.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell CBS, the owners of Channel 10.
What are you going to tell them?
I'm going to say, you need to demand some money back.
He did not deliver on what you paid. He did not provide value.
I tell you who's not getting paid enough. Kylie Clark, because she is smashing it night after night.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, Susie. Very kind.
Yeah. But we're not going to hear to talk about how much money you're getting paid to do the show, but I'm saying they're getting value for money no matter how much it is,
well,
Kylie.
Well, definitely not no matter how much.
I mean, if it's $10 billion, then I reckon maybe Kylie's the winner here.
Oh, what did you... Hang on.
Thanks.
Girlfriend, how are you, my love?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, Ez? So
good,
great to
darling.
Hear from you.
You too. Now, the guys were talking earlier about Kylie or Kylie.
Mm. Oh, I mean, whatever. I used to have Lyles, Kai, everything. Lily. I've had so many nicknames along the way.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing a relaxed person.
Happy person.
You know, dancing through life.
I do remember Kylie. People used to say that at Westwood Sports High all the time. And I think obviously just because the L-Y at the end. So, I have had that before as well.
What you're saying, it's to say that now is childish, is what you're saying.
No, it's traditional.
We appreciate
exactly.
that.
No,
yeah, thank you. Yeah, you'd be better than that, Ev. Mm. You'd be better.
Now, hard questions. Kylie, surely you're a professional dancer of some level.
I danced when I was younger, so and I did love dancing. It was a completely different genre. But, yeah, it was so hard to sort of change and morph into doing ballroom dancing. So he was like, no, that's a jazz pan.
Yeah,
you know, oh no,
hand.
Your feet are turned out. I need them to be like straight and parallel. And I'm thinking, this was really unco. So I had to kind of unlearn some things and then, yeah, relearn something completely different. Which was awesome. It was a great challenge.
Do you think Erin Mullen could do the show?
No,
I need Kylie to tell us whether Erin, do you reckon Erin could do the show?
Yeah, for sure. I would be cheering her on 100%. I definitely think she should do it. And perfect. I'll text them now.
Can I just say that, yeah, the intonation there, it wasn't. Erin, did you feel confident with that intonation?
I love Kylie and she's lovely, so she's always going to say that, but I felt it was very disingenuous and for good reason because I would be horrendous on that show.
No, I was just waiting for you to stop talking. I don't like to try and talk over the top of people, so it was a bit of a delay.
So your now, politeness, yes. Hey, you didn't watch previous kind of series, did you, potentially watch the likes of the Ed Cavaliers dancing around for inspiration, potentially?
Look, I did miss Ed, but I did know that he partnered my partner's wife, Georgia. So, you know, we have spoken about it and she, you know, she always says that she's still in touch with you, which is unreal. So,
oh, is she?
But Ed,
I send her a lot of pictures.
But also, you sent her flowers for her birthday, I believe. So.
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And your wife.
Yeah, I paid for the flowers that he sent to his dance partner.
Yeah.
That was so it ended up on my credit card.
What was the benefit for you?
There was no benefit for me.
But I like that you see there should have been, Kylie.
Last question.
Yeah, of course.
Nah, we've got to
last
ask
question.
You know, okay. your Channel 7 want to own you now, we believe. You are doing SAS Australia. Can we confirm that this morning, Kylie?
I can confirm I'm not doing SAS.
Oh.
I was asked to do it, but it's not my cup of tea. I don't mind being fit and healthy and doing all those things, but it looks really, really full on. I spoke to Erin McNaught because she did it, and then I met her on Dancing with the Stars. And, you know, she said it was full on, so did Chappelle. So, it's so amazing to watch and intriguing, but I would love to continue to watch it in my dressing gown, slippers, and a hot cup of tea on my couch.
Yes,
so you don't
want to
get hypothermia while being screamed at by crazy Englishmen, basically.
I know. I was watching them once, like, absolutely freezing in this minus degree temperature water in a lake when they were still fully clothed. So I thought, gee, that must be cold because you're clothed. And I was enjoying my warm cup of tea with the heater at my feet. So I think I'd like to continue watching it like that.
You are
fantastic.
A girl after my own heart.
Sam Burgess is doing it. We can confirm that. Dancing with the Stars is rigged for Beck Hewitt to win. We can confirm that.
No, I think Kylie wins it.
No, I'm telling you right now, Beck Hewitt's going to win. It's rigged for her to win.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Good on you, Kylie.
Good on you, Kylie.
Thanks, love.
Watch tonight. That's all I'll say. Watch tonight.
Yeah, we will be.
Today FM. Sunny day today for the first day back of school.
Back to school. And just before 9 a.m, can I say, Erin Mullen's going to tell us who she was on a plane with the other day. Oh, this is one of the biggest stars in the world, and Erin Mullen was right behind her.
Literally right behind her. And wait till you hear who it is.
Yeah, and we need to know how you reacted, because we know that you're not always the most discreet person.
Well, see, you based that, Ed, on one comedy show appearance of Husey's about 2 months ago. I've grown as a person since then. I'm much better.
Your partner, Sean, has said that you talk too loud in public. He has said that, hasn't he?
He has.
Yeah.
But see, I communicate for a living. Like, I wouldn't say to him, you arrest people too publicly, you know. Like, yeah, it's exactly what I do for a living is talk in a broadcast voice.
But also, to be fair, he hasn't made an arrest in a while.
Oh, no. Ed, I'm going to be honest. You should not do that joke, Ed. And Erin should not laugh that hard at that joke. No. Ed, you don't know who you're messing with there. I've met Sean.
You've got beach muscles.
Sean has real muscles.
Did you see the photo I posted of Sean from the park on my Instagram stories? How muscly does he look?
Massive.
Like, his legs are bulging.
Because he is, Erin. You don't see that man anymore. I met him for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and you had not painted the correct picture. He is all man. He is what a man
must
should
hide it really
be.
Well from me, then.
No, it's familiarity. Joking. Familiarity breeds
contempt. Absolutely. You guys don't see your wives anymore either, do you?
Of course we do. Don't try and drag us into that.
I tell my wife she's beautiful every day.
Do you?
And she goes, oh, no, I'm not. Yes, you
well,
are.
Well, she
shut
is,
up.
Actually. Yeah, both of your wives are.
I said that when...
Yes, you are. Shut up.
I said that when Erin Molan... last night, I said when Erin Molan met you in real life, she said you're even more beautiful than the photos.
She actually is. She's more stunning. I still don't get it. I know that you're rich, and I know that you're funny.
It's got nothing to do with that. When we met, I was driving a purple Corolla.
Exactly.
What year, though? What year?
That was in 2002.
No, but what year was a Corolla?
It was a 99 model, which I bought.
See, that's like 3 years old.
A three-year-old Corolla. Yeah, yeah, that would turn you on, would it?
Yes, it doesn't require much.
You're a cheap date. It
would hook, line, and sinker me, yep.
We're talking to kids who are first day back at school. My kids are happy going back to school. I think that's weird. Annabelle from Winston Hills, are you happy to go back to school? Annabelle? Have we got Annabelle
there? Come back to Annabelle.
Yeah, she's devastated.
Ava from Parramatta, are you happy to go back to school?
Yes.
No.
Oh, how what excited. Grade are you in, Ava?
Year 5.
What are you looking forward to, Ava?
Seeing my friends and learning.
She just wants to learn.
Got ourselves a doctor or whatever she wants to be. Got a premier.
Good on you. So if the holiday's been boring for you, you'd rather be at school with all your mates.
Yeah, but the school holidays have been fun.
Oh, she just great attitude.
You're just
every
perfect.
Single day.
She's in the moment, mate.
Yeah. I love
Ava's in the moment.
What a superstar. Can we go?
Annabelle.
Come Annabelle, on. You're 11. You're from Winston Hills. You're happy to go back to school?
No.
No. Yeah.
Why not, honey? Yeah.
Because on the holidays, we went to Coffs Harbour and Brisbane, and now we've got to go back to the world where you learn.
Oh, yeah.
Can't learn anything in Brisbane, trust me.
That's traditional. I think that's how kids should be.
Yeah.
You know?
Learning sucks.
Yeah. You enjoying school is not where we want to be in life, is it?
I hope not.
Well, I hope my daughter enjoys school. I hope. Don't you want your children to be happy?
No, you know what? You've actually reminded me. I do.
What do you want?
That was the easiest turnaround in history.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up. The Today
FM Morning Crew. Now, Hughie's made a claim that you're on a plane.
Oh, no. I've seen the photo, mate. There's not a claim.
Whoa.
Erin Molan was on a flight with a worldwide superstar within touching distance.
Who are we talking, Magda?
Savansky. She is worldwide. Babe was an international hit, by the way. Great movie. Check
was
that one out.
Babe?
On one of the Oh, she was a star of Babe along with
the
pigs.
What character?
She was the farmer.
Farmer's wife.
Oh, she was too.
Yeah, well, no one cared about the farmer. She was big time in Babe, the movie. But anyway, when I talk about Magda Szubanski, even though she's a superstar, we're talking bigger superstar than Magda Szubanski.
No, it wouldn't be possible.
Paint the picture, Erin Molan.
Okay, so we all fly economy, right, at Channel 9. New directive. Yep, it's, you know.
I fly economy
the
as well.
Sign of the times. Right. Yeah. Like,
new
okay.
directive.
You know what?
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it. And I think your CEO flies economy too.
He does. Well, when I felt comfortable, and I've always flown economy.
Yeah.
Economy. I went to Origin and Hugh Marks was sitting at the back of the plane, our former CEO. So I thought if he can do it, well, we all bloody can, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I fly economy. Often my manager flies business class, but fair enough too.
Absolutely. So anyway, I'd actually upgraded myself. So you get the email the day before and it says, you know, you can upgrade. So I think I put in like $100 or something.
Use
and
your
got point. An upgrade
Use your
to
shopping,
business.
Your shopping points that you
yeah,
got from.
Yeah, whatever it is you do, your Qantas points. And so I see this woman with two kids and another woman
go through
the business class line.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this thing that even when I'm flying business class or if I've got platinum or whatever, I never go the business class line because I feel like a bit of a dick. Like I feel
you're
like
my wife. Like, why? It's so ridiculous.
No, because but I don't no want – if fly? Other people are waiting, I'll line up behind them in economy.
Aaron,
I just feel uncomfortable. And you know, I don't want people to see me and think that I think I'm better than anyone. So I
know. You just,
they
you know,
know
what?
You think that.
I don't think
But
that.
Also, you've earned the right.
Well, I haven't really because I paid $100 extra, so I'm just like everyone else.
Yeah, but, anyway.
Anyway,
right,
so I went to the economy. I saw the woman go to the front and I kind of was, oh, well, you know, that's good for her. She's got confidence to go to the business
There's
class.
There's two
line.
Lines for a reason.
I know, but I went to the back of the economy line, so I went in late and I sat down. So I was in row 3 of business class. She was in row 1 with the kids. And the whole time, all I could hear was this American accent talking and she was talking to her kids and, like, saying, like, B, like, what letter does B start with? And the kid's going, B. And she's saying, not, like, she was really sweet with her kids.
But she was loud, what we're hearing. She was a typical American. Americans are loud.
Keep it down a bit.
No judgment, because I'm loud as well. But, you know, when you just think, oh, gosh, there is another American tourist speaking loudly, so we all know they're special.
But also, what are
American.
They doing in this country? There's no tour American tourists.
Well, this so the cabin person, the person who provides service, what are they called? Flight attendant. That's the word. Yep. He was being super nice. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to send an email to Alan Joyce and say how amazing this guy is because he's so lovely to these kids. And then when we landed and she stood up and went to get her bag out, I saw who it was and I was like, I getcha.
Here we go.
I now know why you sucked up massively because it was.
Well, let's have a listen. Can we hear? Have we got no word?
Yeah, this is
here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Launching? What was going on there?
That was from the first. No, it was from the first Thor movie.
Well, it was Thor. So it was Thor's love interest, was it?
Yes.
Her name, gentlemen, is Natalie Portman.
Portman.
And you were two rows away
from Portman. I was two rows. And then I took a photo, which I sent to our group chat, and then felt very stalkerish. But I know you're all going to dismiss
it was
this.
A stalkerish.
Because it was. But she was at the football the week before, right, with Russell Crowe's box. Yep. And I was down on the field hosting, and they would have had the TVs on in there. Obviously, there's, you know, I'm not saying I'm Natalie Portman, but I'm just saying she kind of glanced at me, and I feel like she recognized me and
before,
felt the same way I felt about her.
But you both had the mask on, is that right?
Yeah, correct. But I think she looked into my eyes, and I feel like there was a look between us of
it's a like reach out time. Yes,
like you're someone and I'm someone, and we can relate because on different
we're better
levels.
Than others. Yes.
No, did you have your Channel 9 mask on?
No, I didn't.
I've seen you with a Channel 9 mask.
Did you have a Channel 9 mask on? And they've got great, great fabric material that.
Did you go to the toilet at all? What did you do apart from talk to children?
She was great with her kids. She was traveling with her mother, and then they got it to the front of the plane, and then the guy asked them for papers, and Natalie said, she was really lovely, but she said, there's someone meeting us at the door, the guy kind of moved to the side, and there was it wasn't like anyone famous. It was just like a service person.
Because in Melbourne at the moment, they've decided again to ask people to show their permits to travel to Melbourne.
She's got a permit.
She didn't show a permit.
Do you know what her permit is? You know what you do? Circle the face with the finger. Here's my permit, chump.
That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew catch-up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Dr. V, the great-tasting, healthy energy drink with no chemicals and low sugar. There's no jitters and no crash. So quit the crap and upgrade your energy drink.